And welcome back to Street Heat. I'm your host, Pam Whalen, and joining us in the studio are some of the folks that were on the lawsuit that was filed on behalf of homeless people against the city of Fresno. And joining us in the studio are Pam Kincaid. Welcome, yes. Pam.
Nice to meet you.
And Cynthia Green. Welcome, Cynthia. And Al Williams. And a lot has been going on over the last year or so with you folks, right?
Yes, it has.
Yeah. So why don't we just start with at City Council on Tuesday, there was an action, a resolution or ordinance passed to outlaw camping.
Tentatively passed.
Okay, so and I know Al, I know that you were there and you gave testimony at the hearing. You want to kind of tell us what does this mean and what happened and what does it mean?
Yes, I was there. We expressed our concerns and everything, and on a 5-2 vote, they decided to go ahead with the ordinance tentatively, and what it means is they are trying to move everybody into a concentration camp. You know, we went by the little spot that they bought for the city just an hour ago or so. Fenced in, and the only thing missing is the razor wire, and I'm sure they'll put that up eventually with security guards. It's not acceptable.
Okay, so
they've tried this in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and other cities, and it's been challenged in court. We'll do the same here.
So the attempt is, like right now, there are homeless encampments throughout the city.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And quite a few down, I guess it's sort of close to, like, Ventura Avenue, right?
Yes.
Where a lot of, I know you, Al, you're more out by Roning Park, right?
Right.
Right. And then there's a lot of folks, I don't know, can you guys describe where a lot of the encampments are?
Well, we are in the central area. Pavarello Compound is a quarter mile area to where they want to use, the city wants to use it as for recreational purposes, for the public, parking lots, they're requisitioning people's homes so they can build facilities for so-called the people with money.
So they're trying to, what you're trying to say is they're trying to, like, sort of blot them out.
It's segregation.
Yeah, so they're trying to, like, clear out people out of the downtown area.
Out of mind.
Yeah, and they want to put some sort of, like...
Well, they're building out from Chuchansi Park. They got the Trump, the golf course. They want a lot of facilities that would bring in money to Fresno City, which I am not against, long as they don't step all over us doing it.
Right. So basically they want to clear you guys out from where you're at. They want to put you... So this land that they bought, where exactly is it located?
It's right in the dead of heat, where you might as well just dig a 6-foot hole and jump in.
Uh-huh. So but where's it at?
To death.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Andy's Bar. Okay, go down G Street. You know where the Golden Gate 99 going out is. Mm-hmm. Then you go right past California, the last underpass. You see Andy's Bar. And across from Andy's Bar, there is a field fenced in by an 8-foot fence, wire fence with planks in it so you can't see out. They bought that.
But they don't have the razor wire yet.
To put us in.
Okay. And how far is that from where you folks are right now?
From where I am?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
let's put it, I could walk straight across.
3/4 of a mile?
Two blocks. It's just two blocks.
Mm-hmm.
I cross the street and two blocks from me.
Okay. Okay, so why don't we go back a little bit? You folks are signed on to a lawsuit suing the city of Fresno. So I think probably most people have heard about it, but Pam, you want to talk about the lawsuit?
Haven't.
Why you filed a lawsuit and what you hope to accomplish?
justice. It's degraded anybody. I mean, the reason I came to Fresno to be homeless, lost everything I had in the whole world, including my daughter.
So, but what was the lawsuit? Why did you file the lawsuit?
Because they took everything I had, including my daughter. Uh-huh. They took the flag that was over my father's casket, the Bible that my grandfather preached with. They took everything that they could except for what I kept was the last little bit of self-respect I have. And they can't take that.
Okay, and they came and they took them in these sweeps.
They took everything. And they continue to do it.
They laughed.
I've been with her the whole time.
They laughed at us.
They laughed at us.
They laughed at us.
Okay, when they would come and clean up, they would laugh at you.
They laughed at us.
I've done this for 7 years.
I mean, we were, you know, emotionally, okay, crying. No, don't do that. Please don't do that. They laughed at us.
When they were taking your stuff?
Yeah.
Wow.
And there was nothing we could do about it. You know?
Mm-hmm. How about you, Al? What was your reason for filing the lawsuit?
Well, I've been this time I've been homeless for approximately 2.5 years. My wife is permanently handicapped in a wheelchair. You know, we got married several years ago. They took a wheelchair, threw it in a garbage truck, smashed it. They took our wedding pictures.
And oxygen.
Her mother had came when she was in, well, let me go back a little bit. She went in a coma for 2 weeks. So I brought her mother out here. At the time I was working and everything. And I brought her mother out here from Alabama. And when her mother came out, she brought a family tree and everything and family portraits of her father and everything. They took all of them and destroyed them. They took all of her medication. Everything that we own, you know. The police officer that came out to the place that we were staying at, which is in the Parkside area, you know, it's away from downtown, you know, about a couple of miles, 2 or 3 miles. He said we had to leave. So I went and got a friend of mine with a pickup. We loaded everything in this pickup. So we got loaded in the pickup. The same police officer impounding this pickup and said, if you want to save anything, you better take it out. So we took the stuff back out, set it back on the sidewalk. When I went to go get another ride, he called the city. They came out and took everything, medication, everything. This is the same police officer that arrested me 2 weeks ago for a 211, robbing another homeless person. I've been an advocate for homeless people.
You know, I'm false arrest.
I've been an advocate for homeless people for 11 years now. I'm with Food Not Bombs. I serve people every Saturday at Rodin Park. I'm with Pat and Phil Rivera, Fresno Calvary Outreach. I help them all the time. And I would be the least even some of the other police officers said, Al would not do this, rob another homeless person. Al ain't going to rob nobody. You know? And there's numerous reasons why I'm a primary plaintiff in this lawsuit. Mm-hmm. And if it don't stop now, it'll never get stopped. And I'm going to stand up, you know, until my dying day, I'm going to fight this, fight it.
Okay, and I would like to just remind our listeners, we're talking to Al Williams, Cynthia Green, and Pam Kincaid, which are all on the lawsuit,
yes,
and are suing the city of Fresno for stealing their property, doing
we are suing them for breaking the
right.
law.
Right. And then Cynthia, did you want to
I want to add one aspect that nobody really thinks about. See, I've been homeless for almost 7 years now.
Both have.
And We have they at one time in the Poparello quarter mile area, and plus I just have really in the last year become aware of all the other areas visiting them. Okay, now they have been just in that area at least 15,000. Camp to camp, you know, just, you know.
15,000 people.
Before all the harassment and the clearing out started happening. Now, because of I promised them before they died, and I'm telling you this, it's not just our fight. It's the fight for the ones
that are gone.
Gone on because of losing their medication and stuff like that.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? They're not here now, but we're still fighting it for them. We're still fighting it for them. Because I made my promise and I keep my word, you know. We're going on to the thick and thin, whatever happened. It was wrong.
Right. I'll never forget Mr. Whitehead.
It was wrong.
Okay, and since you filed the lawsuit, what have been some of the twists and turns that have been going on? Pam, do you want to talk about some of those things?
Well, I've been to jail for a false arrest.
So how did you get arrested?
They handcuffed me behind my backs, and then over the radio it said, probation hold. I'm not on probation. It took me 3 days to get out of there. And finally, when I really finally talked to the right officer, it was a female. I don't know her name. But she said, You call them on Monday and find out why they did this to you. But I already know why they did that.
So you were never charged with anything?
No. They had to let me go. There were no charges. They could not take me to court because
it's
it was
arrest.
They swarmed on me.
Uh-huh. So you've been arrested and never charged with anything?
Well, it's probably because I called Bubba, our Mayor Bubba. I told our Mayor Bubba we need a new mayor, and he was a bad actor.
Okay. And Al, you were
he
also...
He was a bad actor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, you were also arrested, and there was no charges filed.
And get me again.
Right. May 30th, I was arrested for a 211 by the same police officer who confiscated all our belongings, the same one who has went store to store threatening business owners with sanctions if they cater to us.
You want to share with us the name of the
officer? They got me, then they got him.
I don't know the name of the officer right offhand at the moment. I'm having a difficulty trying to get that at the time, but... I do have, in the process of making a complaint with IA at the police department, but it's the same. This is the same officer that originally destroyed our stuff, took our wedding photos. Then he takes me to jail for a 211, which he's known me long enough to know that I don't do that. Even other police officers know this. He is very, you know, he arrested me at McDonald's at Olive and 99. Which, by the way, is another prejudice place.
Tell them about your wife.
So, yeah, tell us about what's going on at McDonald's.
She's in a wheelchair, permanently handicapped. She has prolapse, rectum, and uterus. Some people think she can walk because she can move her legs, but if she stand up, everything falls out. Mm-hmm. You know, her uterus and her rectum, everything just drops out. They refuse to let her use the restroom. Actually about an hour and a half ago, they actually kicked me out of there.
Mm-hmm. Right before we picked him up.
Yes.
So they refused to let you use the restroom. And what is their reason for refusing to let you use the restroom?
They say, well, they want, she wears diapers. They want to take the diapers, when she used the restroom, they want to take the diapers out. Come and get cleaning materials and go ahead and clean the restroom up and everything.
Bullshit. What are they, policing the whole thing? They got cameras in the bathroom? What's going on here?
I mean, they know we're homeless. You know, they know we're homeless. You know, I stay like maybe 150 yards from McDonald's where I stay at.
And, you know what I'm saying? You didn't know about that.
You know, it's just not me or my wife, but other homeless people, they're very, they discriminate a lot. And it's supposed to be a family restaurant, you know, all over this here planet is McDonald's. Mm-hmm. The family restaurant. And I can assure you that
it's not
the legal thing to do.
Okay, so we got just a couple more minutes here now. So you guys are you've involved in a lawsuit. And there was an ordinance passed last Tuesday.
Well, a tentative ordinance.
A stipulation to research the problem.
And they're going to go back in a month, they said, but that's after we go back on the lawsuit.
Okay. And there's been talk about, since this started, these are small victories, I understand, but put like a dumpster and portable toilets at one of the encampments, right?
One.
Okay. I have a complaint about this.
Yes.
They got one porta potty. Well, they got one
but
small
not where
area,
he's
but
at.
They have a porta potty, right?
But
what am I
where
supposed
he
to
is.
Do? Walk 10 miles to use the restroom? McDonald's and a couple other establishments won't let us use the restroom. We go out. If we go outside, what's going to happen? We're going to jail for indecent exposure, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That don't solve the problem. They want it, like I said initially, they want everybody to move downtown. They want to put us in a corral, treat us like a bunch of cattle, put
the
security guards around us, just like they did the
martial law.
How much money are they spending on for a security guard? $13,000 a month.
Yes.
$13,000 a month to put up.
And he makes minimum wage.
The city gets the rest.
Yes.
Well, something wrong with this picture,
not
you know.
Yet.
And they're spending excessive amounts of money that's solving nothing when they can spend money and solve the problem.
Right.
You know, and just like on Tuesday, this past Tuesday at the city hall, they said they had the Reverend R.C. I don't like calling him the Reverend, but he headed this task force.
Reverend in parentheses, okay.
He headed this task force that's supposed to have homeless people on it. I would like to ask, were they homeless or were they displaced people? How long were they homeless or did they go live with a relative and just was in between transition from one place to another? I don't think nobody was homeless or is homeless on that task force.
No, it isn't. No, he's right.
Okay, so, honey, we don't even deserve to speak the name Larry R.C. He does not even deserve that.
Okay, so why don't we just, obviously a lot of things have been going the wrong way, okay?
Yes.
You folks have filed a lawsuit, got them to at least at this point somewhat not steal people's property anymore.
Somewhat.
Right. Well, okay, but why don't we talk about what if we could get, what if the city did the right thing? What would it look
that's
like?
It, what if?
The city could do the right thing. If they would take people like us who are truly homeless, eliminate the RC man. You know,
personalities like him.
This is Reverend RC with a Fresno Rescue Mission.
Right. Yes.
He headed this task force to help homeless people, but yet and still he was up there defending the city and everything against the homeless people.
Mm.
You know, I mean, he's two-faced. He's not real. You know, and he's in there for his wallet, you know.
Okay, Cynthia, you wanted to make...
Yeah, I want to say something real quick. This is just the tip of the iceberg. We could go on for another hour. But what we want to say now is the city and the organizations, and we're not against the people. They're with us, but they're just uninformed, okay?
Yes, they are.
We want to move on, but we're being blocked, literally blocked from moving on. And I don't know why.
Okay, and what would moving on look like?
Getting a job, getting establishment, renting, moving back into the flow of society, paying taxes, this, that, and the other. They think we're against that. No, we're not. But we're being blocked and humiliated and held down and frustrated because of the establishment that sends out different regulations and stuff to hold us there with enforcement to hold us down.
Okay, Pam, what would it look like if the city did the right thing?
Oh, God. Do you think they ever will?
Well, let's just say, what would it look like?
Them, it's all about money, honey. It's all there is to it. It's all about money.
But what would it look like?
Paradise.
Doing the right thing.
What would the right thing be for the city to do?
Help us?
Help us. Affordable housing.
Get the ordinance.
Job training.
We need our IDs back.
Letting you go to the bathroom at the mission, Larry. I come from. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. Al,
taking a shower.
Okay. We just got about 1 minute left. Al, you got something you'd like to add?
Yes. What will make it right is to put the right people setting up a program that would actually help people.
Us.
Yes.
We have
that
the care
to help people instead of paying, you know, somebody's nephew or something $13,000 a month to, you know, to walk around and watch a porta potty.
Don't care.
You know, and
I can watch a porta toilet.
There should be a change in the city council. I would like to thank.
Oh, Bubba.
You're here.
Ms. Sterling.
Yes.
And the vice president of the city council. Them two I would like to thank because they did stand up. Duncan and Westerland, they need to be eliminated quickly.
Okay. Thank you very much. We're going to have to wrap up now. This has been very interesting, and I'm sure, as Cynthia said,
we could have gone on for hours.
Right. We could have gone on much, much longer. We'll have to have you back. We've been talking to Pam Kincaid, Cynthia Green, and Al Williams. We're
going
to take a very quick musical break, and we're going to come back and talk about a rally that's going to happen in Fresno next week around reforming health care. We'll be right back.